Big game coming up for Maine Black Bear football this weekend as they journey out to Michigan to take on the Chippewas of Central Michigan. To learn more about them and talk about the game, we're joined by part of the broadcast crew for Central Michigan, Adam Jaxa. Adam, thanks so much for being with us.
You got it, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're very excited to make our first trip out to Mount Pleasant, get out and see Central Michigan University. By all accounts, a beautiful stadium. I think honored last year as the best venue in the MAC, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty nice stadium out here. It holds right around 30,000. Now, unfortunately, guys, I don't think we're going to see 30,000 on Saturday. But yeah, it's a nice spot to play some football, and the weather is expected to be that perfect football weather, high 60s, sunny, and hopefully the wind won't be rocking as much as it typically is in any MAC venue. Hopefully it subsides a little bit and should be a great day for some football.
Well, we're looking forward as well to seeing a guy with the Black Bear connection, head coach John Bonamago, who was an assistant here back in the early 90s.
Yeah, he's really excited to play Maine. He talked about the similarities and how Maine, he said, when he started coaching there back in the 80s, you know, how it's kind of up at the top of that conference and kind of out there on its own. And he mentioned Central Michigan being the northernmost team in the Mid-American Conference. And he said the two places are similar, and he really enjoyed his time there. And obviously a team and a program that gives you your first start in collegiate athletics. You know, he mentioned he always follows what Maine does and keeps an eye on how they're doing.
Well, let's talk about how things have gone for the Chippewas so far, an 0-3 start. First of all, the loss that got everybody's attention here a couple of weeks ago was to Kansas, but my goodness, that seems to be a much improved Kansas team that just took apart Rutgers last weekend.
Yeah, Kansas winning two straight games in one season is unheard of lately for that program, and no disrespect to them. They have just really struggled over the last few years, as you guys know. Yeah, the Chippewas just struggled to offensively move the football, the same as what we saw against Kentucky in the opener. The only difference between Kentucky and Kansas, the Chippewas stayed in that game because they forced four turnovers, and they won the turnover battle 4-0. Against Kansas, they lost the turnover battle 6-0. We saw four interceptions from Tony Poljan in that second half, because that was a 7-0 game at halftime, as each team had struggled to score. But ultimately, Kansas was able to use better field position, the turnovers, pick six to jump out and win that game handily. So not only did it surprise you guys, it certainly surprised everyone here in Mount Pleasant, because we thought after CMU went down to Kansas last year and handled them 45-28, we thought, well, a home game up here at Kelly Short Stadium, teams are similar compared to last year, thought that the Chippewas would come out on top, certainly didn't expect to get blown out at home, but that's why you play the football games on Saturday.
Last week, a very close game, fell behind early and got within five of Northern Illinois before eventually losing 24-16. Also in the course of that game, a quarterback change as a switch in effect for that game, and it looks like a new starter this week for the game with the Black Bears.
Yeah, Rich, Tommy Lazaro is going to be the starter this week for Central Michigan. Coach Bonamigo announced it a couple of days ago. Tony Poljan, he'd been the guy that Coach had talked about in the offseason, said he was the future of this program. He's a guy that's been here for a few years and waited his turn. They had Shane Morris last season, and of course Cooper Rush in his senior season the year before that, and now playing with the Dallas Cowboys. So this was Tony Poljan's shot, and we saw him through the first two games. He's just been really ineffective and really indecisive. He hasn't looked comfortable back in the pocket in that spread offense, RPO kind of looks. And his decision-making hasn't been decisive, and he seems to make incorrect decisions. So after 2.5 quarters against Northern Illinois and after 2.5 weeks of watching Poljan, Coach Bonamigo decided to go with Tommy Lazaro. He gets his first snaps at CMU on Saturday, and in his first two drives, he leads back-to-back touchdown drives, and the Chippewas were down and out. They were down 21-3 midway through that third quarter, and like you said, he brought them back, made it a 21-16 game, and he was driving Central Michigan down to potentially tie the game with a touchdown and a two-point conversion had drove them from their own 20-yard line all the way to the NIU 10, and he had a receiver that was open for the catch. Cameron Cole had the ball flip off his fingers, and then the linebacker behind him made the interception. So, but they were driving the football, going in to score, and Tommy Lazaro completely changed the complexion of that game. So no surprise Coach Bonamigo gives him the nod this week. And Tony Poljan, a kid that played some wide receiver and tight end last year to get some in-game experience, looks like you guys could see him at the wide receiver and tight end spot as well this weekend.
Well, Lazaro put up very solid numbers, 13 of 22, 128 yards, the touchdown, also ran for another 55 yards. Is he the key guy on that run-pass option?
Yeah, I really think he is. Like I said, we were all really surprised. He's a transfer that came over a few years ago. We hadn't seen him outside of like spring games or practices. And Rich, he came in like he knew the offense and he had been running it for years. I mean, he looked so comfortable. He was good throwing on the run, being decisive on whether or not he should throw or whether or not he should take the opportunity and get upfield with his legs. He showed us some diversity with running a couple of Northern Illinois tacklers over, but then also being elusive and finding some speed and getting some extra yards. So we were just completely blown away because we had heard so much about Tony Poljan being the future of this program. And you look at his size and they're just gaudy numbers, a 6'7" kid that's 235 pounds. And no one was talking about Tommy Lazaro. He finally got his shot and he certainly proved that he was the better option on Saturday. So we're all very excited to see what he looks like in his first start for CMU, because that was such a small sample size. We only saw four drives against the Huskies on Saturday. Now we get to see what he looks like in a full start against Maine and see, was it just a blip and some good luck on Saturday in DeKalb, or is he your actual guy and can he have some success in this offense?
We're talking with Central Michigan broadcaster Adam Jaxa here on Downtown. Let's switch things around and talk about the defense here for the Chippewas, giving up a lot of yards on the ground, 231.7 through the first three games of the year, limiting some passing numbers, though. What's the strength of this defensive unit, Adam?
Yeah, it's been the front seven, and I know the numbers are up for rushing, but if you go back to the first three games, the rushing numbers are up because they have had some issues giving up some big plays. Benny Snell was able to break one for Kentucky, a guy that's a consistently good running back in the SEC. And then you go to Kansas, they've got a true freshman named Puka Williams who was able to break a couple of big runs, a four-star recruit. And then last week, it was a mix of three backs for NIU that a couple of them were able to get into the secondary and have some big runs. So I think those run numbers are a little elevated for Maine fans. I think that's the one thing you're looking for. Well, the Chippewas have given up some big runs. Maybe you can hit the home run play on Saturday because that seemed to be the weakness. Because other than that, this front seven is really stout for the Chippewas. They're led by Malik Fountain. He's their middle linebacker, captain for CMU. He's a four-year starter. Had a career-high 18 tackles on Saturday and also a sack. If he got to play close to his hometown, he's right around from the Chicago area. So he was playing up for that game. And then on the defensive line, you've got really good players, Mike Dana, Nate Brisson Fast, guys that have led the way and had breakout seasons last year and are once again good there. Through the passing, they've got a couple of new guys, inexperienced. At the cornerback, you have Sean Bunting. He is back, led the team with five interceptions last year. He's your returning takeaway leader from a season ago. But then Xavier Crawford, he's a guy that transferred from Oregon State. He missed the game against Kansas due to an injury, but was back in the lineup on Saturday. They really like his upside. And then in the backfield, Devani Reed is a redshirt freshman that he won NACWest Player of the Week after his performance against Kentucky. He's been up there in the tackles category all 3 weeks, so they're really excited about him. And then Alonzo McCoy, Rich, just a note for you, he's missed the last couple of weeks. He's the other starting safety. He's expected to play on Saturday. So they're young across this entire team and young in the back four there, but they really like the secondary, and they've shown, as you mentioned, they've been really good against the pass through these first three games.
Now, knowing that Michigan State is the next team up on the schedule for the Chippewas, I'm sure Black Bear fans are thinking, well, they'll just look right by Maine. But when you're 0-3, and you need a victory, no one's going to do that. And I think because of the coach's connection to Maine, but just because we see what happens week in and week out when these FCS teams are at least able to be competitive against FBS opponents, I'm guessing there won't be any looking past Maine this week for Central Michigan.
Oh, no, none of that at all. Coach Bonamigo has mentioned and reiterated multiple times this week they have our full attention in talking about the Maine Black Bears. And to be honest, if we're talking about looking past teams, I think the Chippewas, they may have looked past Kansas, and they may not say that, but again, we go back to last year and the way that they went down to the Jayhawks and took care of business, and then knowing that Kansas had lost 49 straight games away from Lawrence, I think the Chippewas thought that they were going to win that game, as many people up here did thought they were going to win that game, including myself. So I think if there's a team they look past, it may have already caught the Chippewas with Kansas, and they're certainly not going to do that now. And as you mentioned, when you're 0-3, you are starving for your first victory of the season. And knowing that Mark D'Antonio and Michigan State, a top 25 team, is looming a couple of weeks away from now, although the Chippewas have had success in that series and won a few games in East Lansing, they are starving to get that first win. And no, you just absolutely cannot go into Michigan State next week 0-4.
Well, we're excited to be making the trip out on Friday and looking forward to Saturday afternoon as the Black Bears have their first ever meeting with the Chippewas of Central Michigan. Adam, we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rich. I really think it's going to be a great football game, and I know I'm very excited to see what Maine looks like because they seem to be a high-caliber team in the FCS. So excited to get that game rolling on Saturday afternoon.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Adam. We'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That's Adam Jaxa, one of the voices of Central Michigan football here on Downtown. Black Bears and the Chippewas come Saturday afternoon.